That was called Memory Mist, and it's by Florence Price. I've loved this from my first hearing of Laura Down's recent album called Holes in the Sky. And ever since, I've looked forward to having a conversation with Laura Downs, and here we are. Laura, there's so much we could talk about, and radio constrains us, but I have really found interesting your story, and I hope you don't mind beginning the story with how your parents met.
Well, I wasn't there, so I only know what I've been told, but my parents had both ended up in San Francisco in the, you know, mid to late 60s for different reasons. My dad came from New York and my mom was coming from Ohio. And she had just finished law school. She decided to take the bar in California. My dad had arrived, I think, a few years before that, and he was working as a researcher at UCSF. He was a biochemist. And they met at a sit-in. I think it was primarily school board stuff that was, in transition at that time. And, the rest is history. And I was born in San Francisco and grew up there. And, you know, it was a very different time. But my childhood was really informed by their activism and their ideas about, you know, what they wanted this future to look like that they had been involved in, you know, shaping. Everything that I understand about that time just makes me imagine that it really felt like, you know, a new world and new kinds of possibilities. And
well, that certainly would have been an interesting time for them as well. Let's mention that you are biracial, and your father is Negro, and your mother is Jewish. What was that like growing up in that environment? Was that something that you felt that you were experiencing, maybe not exactly the same childhood that your friends around you were experiencing?
Well, my dad was from Harlem. I think my parents, you know, were part of this group of young, intellectual, artistic, bohemian people. So, you know, there was an element of it that was made us different than, you know, most of the kids in the neighborhood. And but I think that we were really supported in feeling that our identity was special and valuable, and just a lot of love around that.
When we began to arrange this interview, you asked if I had your recording of Spirituals and Freedom Songs. It's called Some of These Days, after a song by Florence Price. And I do want to hear about your journey of discovering the music of Florence Price, but I'm anxious as well to break the seal on the album and hear something for this Juneteenth. This is by Billy Taylor, called I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free, which must have been on the minds of all the victims of slavery as they wondered if they ever would know. But then there was Juneteenth.
I think my background, of course, has just put me in the center of this question, you know, of race and identity and division in America. And we've really, since 2008, you know, we've just seen the extremes, I think, of how we can coexist and collaborate and, you know, move forward in this country. And that's been intensely personal for me. And I think I've lived it very much, you know, obviously just on a personal level, but also through my music. I think I've been trying to achieve some kind of understanding and some kind of ability to comment and to possibly affect, you know, some small kind of change through my musical exploration of race and identity and diversity in American music, which I think is just a really powerful medium for us to tell that story and to understand that story, because it's a place where there are so many connections and so many intersections, you know, and we can really trace like the migrations and the social movements and the upheavals of our history through our music. So it's been quite an interesting, you know, 10 years now, 12 years, as you say. You know, it's been sort of shocking and surprising that we keep stumbling back, you know, to the same the same crossroads.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I'm sure there are many people out there still wondering that somewhere in this world. That's music by Billy Taylor and a performance by Laura Downs. Laura, I feel sometimes as though you're a moving target. Your interests are so far ranging from Bernstein to Schumann, that's both Robert and Clara, Billie Holiday, and you seem so open to collaborations as well. And I just hope you never stop moving. However, I do sense that you focused somewhat in recent months on the music of Florence Price. Where did this begin?
Yeah, well, you know, I first found her music many years ago in an anthology of music by Black women composers. This one piece, her first Fantasy Negra, and just started playing that piece right away. It was always, you know, this huge discovery for audiences. And then I guess the next step was when we all learned in 2009 about the discovery in an abandoned house in Illinois of, you know, boxes of manuscripts of her music. And I was always curious about that, of course. And then a few years ago, I was down in Texas, actually, doing a residency at Southwestern University. And my host, Michael Cooper, who's an eminent musicologist, was really interested in Florence Price as well. And we started talking, and I said, you know, I just, those boxes, which were then down at the University of Arkansas, I said, there's just got to be more piano music in there. I'm so curious. And Michael was curious too. So he ended up going down to Arkansas and looking through the boxes and finding all of these, you know, torn up, crumpled up pieces of manuscript, and just digging in and starting to edit all of this music, wonderful music. There were two more big fantasies, which I've recorded both of, and just many, many sort of tone poems and miniatures in such a range of style. And of course, her piano concerto too, which I played in Boston last year and was supposed to play with the Chicago Symphony this summer, which is one of my saddest losses of this last season. But Michael just really devoted himself to, you know, sorting through this music, which has now been published by Schirmer. And I went into the studio and recorded, you know, the bulk of it over the last, 6 months. And it really has been one of the greatest, you know, discoveries of my career to find this music, to share the music, to share the story of this really extraordinary woman. And just to, you know, there's not a day now that goes by without getting, I get emails and messages through social media about this music. Where can I find the sheet music? And I really just see that as, you know, such a fast change in the repertoire. If pianists start to pick this up and, you know, we start to hear it in recitals all over the country, all over the world, it's a really gratifying thing to be able to uncover something like this.
Fantasy Negre, number 2 by Florence Price, played by Laura Downs from her latest, a collection of spirituals and freedom songs called Some of These Days. Laura will be back with more music and more conversation in hour 2. This is a Juneteenth special edition of Classics a la Carte on the Classical Voice of Texas Public Radio. I'm James Baker. Thanks for listening.